Okay.
I have a question. Bell has not rung yet, so I guess I don't have my question yet. All right, now the bell is rung. Now I have my question. Did I give you crescendo, decrescendo, and diminuendo? All right, I'll give it now. I know, but I didn't in this last group, so I'll give it to you now. Okay, these are volume change indicators, what these are. They're dynamic markers. They're volume change indicators. The first one is the crescendo. That's pronounced in Italian, crescendo. So we say crescendo. And it's abbreviated music, C-R-E-S-C, period. Also is signified by the expanding non-parallel lines. And this usually lasts the distance of the crescendo. It can be very long, very short. Means to gradually grow louder. To gradually grow louder. Decrescendo means just the opposite. It's abbreviated music is decresce, or with the lines coming together, signifying lessening, less than. Now, this is the opposition of that. Diminuendo means basically the same thing as decrescendo. It's abbreviated in music as dim, D-I-M, period. Diminuendo is how they say it in Italy. Diminuendo is how we say it. The difference between decrescendo and diminuendo is this. Decrescendo appears when you have had a crescendo. You crescendo from the given dynamic range to a higher one, and then you want to return to the previous dynamic range. And, so you decrescendo from where you crescendoed to. Diminuendo, on the other hand, is to simply soften to decrease in volume from where you are. So you're going along in a mezzo forte, and you want a softer section, and you want to gradually get softer, then you have a diminuendo. You don't decrescendo there because you didn't crescendo in the first place. You diminuendo, when you just want to grow soft gradually. Diminuendo and decrescendo, sometimes diminuendo is put in place of a decrescendo, but a decrescendo cannot replace diminuendo. So they mean the same thing to us musically, to grow softer. Yes?
Would that keep growing softer, or does
it soften down to another? It softens down to another volume level. Yeah, and a diminuendo, usually is you diminuendo, have a section, then it goes back to the previous. Yes?
All these pianos and forte, are they over the when you start to when you start, right?
Yes, it's also you can be going along and also have a dynamic change. You usually have those dynamic changes. Like you might be going along and there's a two-bar segment that is very important, so you might change the dynamic level there. But dynamic markings, the FF, FFBs, are... Right, it's just an abrupt change to the new level. Yes? No, just whatever the next dynamic marking is. See, dynamic markings will show up throughout a piece of music when the arranger, composer, or conductor is determined to, you know... Mm-hmm. Yes, Daryl. It's higher on the graduated scale. See, you have The mezzo, I mean, we use the term medium soft, right, or medium loud for mezzo forte. It's not the same thing in our minds as it is in the minds of the Italian. See, in the Italians, there are stair steps. You have mezzo forte, and forte is louder. Medium loud to, which means medium between loud and soft, not medium between loud and loudest. See, where fortissimo is medium between loud and loudest, it's louder. We have loud, louder, loudest. They have, it's the middle of the dynamic range of the individual. Fortissimo is quite a bit higher than the dynamic range. It's the middle of the three louds, but it's not the middle of all eight dynamic markers. That's a relative term. On a scale of 1 to 8, mezzo forte is 6. Fortissimo is 7. It's 5, and fortissimo is 7.
Well, you have 8 basic dynamic markings, and they're graduated on a scale of 1 to 8. Okay, 8 being the very loudest we control, 1 being the very softest we control, the mezzos being in between the two, numbers 4 and 5. Okay? That makes sense. One other item I want to give you for your notes, and that is this. We talked about Ricard and Rallentando. Now, we also talked about Grandioso and Allargando to broaden slower. You may have a section that slows down, has a retard in it. And then, but you're done with that section, you want to go back to normal, you return to off tempo. A tempo. I gave you a tempo?
Yes.
Okay, make sure it's on your own. A tempo. A tempo literally means the tempo.
It means the original tempo.
Okay, so make sure that means to return to the original tempo. There are others terms, you don't have to have these for the test. Tempo primo and tempo secondo.
I think that's misspelled.
No, I think it could be UE instead of U. But I don't know. This is the first tempo, and this is the second tempo. So if you're going along the music, you've had a rallentando, or allegando, or something else,
and all of a sudden you see tempo primo, that means return to the original tempo that you had at the beginning. Now you may have had one tempo, and then gone to a whole new tempo, then had this rallentando, and then tempo primo, which is the original tempo. Or you may go have an assortment of tempos, and it wants you to now return to the second tempo given. Or if you only had one original tempo, a tempo usually is the term. It appears you don't got to worry about these too frequent unless you're playing drums, which hopefully none of you are. Okay. Question. Retard and retardando? Retard is the abbreviation for retardando. Okay. You may now take your notes and put them away. Take out a blank piece of paper and put your name at the top. This is a test. Please do not copy from your neighbor. They probably don't know the answer either. Now, I'm going to give you some instructions, and I want you to listen carefully because your grade is dependent upon these instructions. And I want to use my voice as little as possible for obvious reasons. What I'm going to ask you for are the musical definitions of these terms. What they mean to us musically, not their original meaning, etc., etc. Not that a cappella means of the chapel, though that term will not appear in the test. It means unaccompanied singing. That's what a cappella musically means to us. So when I ask you for the definition of the term, I want to know its musical meaning. I want these brief definitions. Usually 2, 3, maximum 4 words is all you need to make. There might be some that require a couple more, such as the DS's, etc. But even those, just a very few da-da-da-da-da words, brief. Very brief, is all you need. Now, I gave you lots of additional information surrounding these terms, musical examples or things in which they might appear. Those aren't the things I'm looking for. I'm only looking for the specific
musical definition. Now, if you had trouble finding those in the lecture, I'm very sorry. Perhaps you'll find them again by listening to the tape. Yes, question? I am quite concerned about the spelling of these words. You will be writing them down, and I pray that you spell them correctly. Yes. Well, I will be giving you those, which ones I want and don't want. Okay? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to college. It should go without saying that you should know how to spell terms. Any term. You're giving a Greek word in Greek characters, you should know how to spell it in Greek. You should all know how to spell ekklesia in Greek letters. You should all know that. You should all know how to spell arsenhuias in Greek letters. You know, and important Greek terms like that. Or hagia pneuma, other important Greek terms. You should know how to spell these terms in Greek letters. I mean, they come up, and you got to know how. And you just go, you may say, really? Yes, really. I mean, either we're here to get minimum or we're here to get maximum. I say, and if you know Greek, I mean, this is free. You're in a discussion with somebody out here about the Lord's Day, for instance. Say you're on something the Lord's Day. I was sitting in a restaurant last night and overheard two guys arguing about the Lord's Day. One was convinced it was Saturday, one was convinced it was Sunday, and I was convinced it was the end time. But I didn't get any argument. I was eating, I was starving. But this sort of thing, you're in a discussion with somebody about the Lord's Day. It doesn't go to our church. You can say, you can be reading along and say, well, the Greek says da 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 da. And then, you know, keep talking. That doesn't carry near as much weight as the Greek word is ekklesia. And then you sit down and, you know, put it in Greek terms, ekklesia. You know, you sit down and do that and go, that has a lot more impact. It sounds like you know what you're talking about when you can sit down and do that. And you say, it's from the, you know, at the preposition out from, ekklesia, to be called. The called out ones. And then you proceed with your, you know, you've got weight that the average Seventh-day Adventist can't negate, say, or resist. It, you know, it certainly helps. Or same thing like, well, I didn't know you wanted me to memorize the four places in Acts that talk about the Holy Spirit. Oh, well, you should know very well Acts 2, Acts 8, Acts 10, and Acts 19. 10, 11, 19. You should know all those. And you may not know the exact verse, but you can turn right to the place in the Bible and say, now right here it says, so you'd have them underlined and this sort of thing. Oh, someplace in Acts it talks about Paul ministering to the Ephesians. Let's see, where was that? Was that Acts 17? Well, you know, that doesn't carry it like having those scriptures right here in your head all the time. So knowing how to spell things, I mean, you hate to be an ignoramus and spell Breo, B-R-E-E-O-W. I mean, it just, it doesn't look like you know what you're doing. And that you're, especially if you're a music director someplace. Now, I would like that to be sung Breo. How do you spell it? B-R-W-E-E-O-N-Z. I don't know, you know. I have to look it up. It doesn't sound, you don't carry the authority if you don't know how to spell something. Isn't that right? So, I didn't know you wanted to know the spelling. Welcome. Welcome. Okay. First term. First thing I want to do is this. I want you to list. Question one is this. List from the very loudest to the very softest the eight dynamic words. The eight dynamic words from the loudest to the softest. Follow each word with. Now listen, let me finish the instruction, then you can do it. Follow each word with the proper letter abbreviation that appears in music, and follow that by a one or two word definition of what that means musically. Okay? Question. They have to be in exact order. I said from the very loudest to the very softest. Okay, list those eight first of all.
Yes, starting with the loudest, growing the softest. That should be enough time for everybody. Question two, define the following three terms. Number one, crescendo. Number two, decrescendo. And number three, diminuendo. And write all three terms down spelled correctly. That's crescendo, decrescendo, and diminuendo. No, abbreviations are not necessary. Just the definitions. Brief, very brief definitions. Define the following three terms, crescendo, decrescendo, and diminuendo, and write all three terms down spelled correctly. Okay, next question. Three, define these three terms. Write them down, spell correctly. Staccato, legato, and marcato. That's staccato, legato, and marcato. Marcato. Yes. Excuse me? What did I say? Legato. Okay, next we're just going to define a list of terms as I name them. You write them down and define them with brief words. Number one, or number whatever you want to call it, accelerando. No, I'll let you do each one as we go.
number two, whichever. Alargando. Alargando. Three, brio, or brio. Brio, or con brio, if you prefer. Con is a, I guess the word preposition that means with. So, con brio or brio. As I went on, these are definitions. Next is fermata. Fermata. Next is cantabile. Cantabile. Actually, Italiano spells almost exactly the way it sounds. Cantabile. Cantabile. No, only when I ask, if you do, that's no problem, but if I don't ask for them, that's fine. Next is grandioso. Next is maestoso. Maestoso. Next is a tempo, a tempo. Next is poco a poco. I do want to say of my soapboxing about the spelling, I didn't mean to put any of you ladies down that were worried about the spelling. I was just trying to use it as a springboard for an important point. I understand your position very well, but I didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings if I seem to soapbox a little. You know, if you give me anything to soapbox on, I will, so. Didn't mean to hurt anybody's feelings. If I did, I'm sorry. Next is rallentando. actually appreciate it when people give me something like that to discuss, so that's fine. And I never think anything less of the individual. And I'm sorry if my remarks seem to be in a putting down sort of way. I didn't mean it that way. That was Rallentando. And to thoroughly confuse you, the next one is Ritardando. Ritardando. Also, if it helps anybody out at all, this test will have the least weight on your grade. The least weight on your grade. It'll have some, obviously, because it is a test, but it will be, of all the tests that you have, the one with the least weight. So, throw your cares to the wind. Write anything down. Next is rubato. Rubato. Good time out. Next is, I might take a few minutes to write that. Is everybody done with that one? Go ahead and take a minute again. I can take a couple of minutes to figure out how to say it. Do your best. I had a hard time telling you what it was. I'll probably give them in a brief description, which I don't have written down here. Yes. Don't ask if you can ask me. We'll take the time. Maybe we can ask it publicly. Maybe. This probably is a good public question. Some people may have inadvertently included Sforzando in question number one. And if you did, that means you have 9. Or you dropped one of the 8. So if you did that and you know what you did, and if you don't know what you did, you'll have a mess anyway. But if you know what you did, just cross out Sforzando up there and put it down here. And then I'll just fix the rest of it, yes. No. Yeah, I think you... Well, yes, but you said the wrong word. The other 8 are dealing with a dynamic position. Sforzando has more to do with the attack. It has nothing to do with tempo. You meant the dynamic. Right. Yes, you're right, but no, you had said the wrong word. Okay. So you'd all define Sforzando. Oops, I gave you half of the answer.
Believe?
Well, a few things are free in life. Next. Write down and define DC al fine. DC al fine. Just write down a brief definition of what that means in music. And I will give grace on this one, incidentally. I think I gave you a wrong spelling. Just write down DC al fine and then give a brief definition. Follow that with, no. Then write down, well, let me do this first. The next thing I want you to do is to define coda. Write down and define coda. It's your choice. Now the last one, I think this is the last one, define, write down and define D-S al-Coda. D-S al-Coda. Count those 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 30. You should have 30 total on the page. I'm sorry if you lost track. Okay, everybody done? Okay, you got a couple minutes to finish. Top of the back side or something. Yes. No, on a DS Alcoda. Scare all the musicians in town. Okay, quickly finish and then we'll trade papers with someone with an honest looking face. I would prefer you to correct with another color. Please do not write in the correct definitions. They have them in their notes. Do not write it in. I want you to simply check. Listen up quick. Listen up because I want this done right. Listen to me. Just check the one that's wrong and put minus 1 point in the margin. There's 30 total when you consider all of the 8 and the 3 and the 3. There's 30 total. And they're worth 1 point each. There's going to be 30 possible points when we're done. Huh? I'll explain how we're going to handle all that. But that's the way I want it marked, okay? Just to check on the wrong one and a minus 1 point in the margin. At the end of the test, you will add up the negative points, subtract it from 30. Put only the number correct at the top near the name. Okay, do you understand that I want the number correct at the top near the name? Right? Right. Corrector's name would be handy. It is a policy in the school. I will probably do that. We'll probably make all right for a point. Anything wrong is too bad. That's probably what I'm going to do. I will wait and see. I don't like a lot of half points. My calculator passes out at the thought. Because the batteries tend to wear out. Yes? Negative points in the margin at the end of the test. Subtract the negative points from the total 30 and put the number correct at the top near the name. Okay? Y'all follow? This makes for the neatest test when corrected. Positive points, usually there are more of those than negative points, and so we put those in one big hunk. Hopefully there will be more of those. All right. Number one you were to write down this whole gizmo. So they were, and they should be smelled, yes, with a small lowercase letter at the top. What's your question? 1 point for each line item. I'll discuss that in a minute. Let me get this written on the board, then I'll explain to you how to grade it. Piano, pianissimo, pianissimo. I'm going to get an I in there. Okay, this is 3F, 2F, 1F, MF, MP, P, PP, and PPP. And they are defined as follows. Very soft, or the softest, that implies playable and with control, or singable and with control. Very soft, soft, medium soft, medium loud, loud, very very loud and loud-esque. Something like that. Okay? Soft-esque, very soft, soft, medium loud, loud, louder, or very loud, and loud-esque. Okay, implied as loud as possible with control. Question? Soft, softer, soft-esque is very good. That's for piano, pianissimo, etc. Yeah. Okay. I haven't decided that yet. I'm just taking questions on what I've given you so far. Who's left to vary? Oh, what did you have for fortissimo? Very, very loud. What did you have for forte? We'll keep it. I follow. No, I did make a point in class to state it never go out of control. Yeah. Out of control loud. I know a lot of people like that. I am out of control loud, yes. Now, to get 1 point right on these, you need to have the spelling correct, the litter correct, and the definition correct to get 1 point. Yes? They're backwards? Then they did not follow instructions, did they? Because I said from the loudest down to the softest, right? Are they from the softest down to the loudest? Take off 1 point for that. Okay. If they're all right with that or that sort of thing. They're not mixed up, are they? They are in order? They're just in reverse order? Will they mix up a little bit? Okay, take 1 point off for being out of order. Yes. That's okay. As long as everything's up. Okay. It's spelled wrong, isn't it? Yes. Anita. People can be nervous and forget a curve on a road, too, you know. Yeah, that's misspelled. If there's an S missing, it's misspelled. That's okay, because I didn't make that point. They should be small f's, just for your information, small p's. But if they're not, that's okay. Because I didn't make that point in class. I forgot to.
I said lowercase italics, but I didn't say I'm actually spelling the word. See, where some of these other ones, incidentally, they're all supposed to be spelled with caps. But I didn't make a point on that, but I will, you know, I'm going to accept them either way. For like DC Alfine, Fine should be a capital F, but I didn't make that point. In fact, I think I even put a small F on the board. So, okay, that's that. Now, crescendo is spelled capital C-R-E-S-C-E-N-D-O. And it means to gradually grow louder. Because I forgot, or something. Oh, I don't know. I've seen it both ways. Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I believe it's properly spelled with a capital. But that doesn't make any difference in your test. Anyway, get the definition right. Any questions on that? Yes. To grow louder? That's fine. Gradually is a good term, but capital CRESCENDO. Dake, yes. Increase volume how? That's okay. It doesn't have the sense of gradually, but I think I'll take it. Yes? No. Got it. Right. It's making no difference at this point. Okay. Decrescendo. D-E-C-R-E-S-C-E-N-D-O. That means to gradually grow softer. Diminuendo. D-I-M-I-N-U-E-N-D-O. Diminuendo. It means to diminish the volume or to gradually grow softer. Same term that we get diminish from. Yes. For which? They have it for which? Mm-hmm. Right, that mark does not apply with diminuendo, incidentally. But the way I had it written on the board, you may have made a mistake because I had them kind of funny. So you may want to check your notes. No, no problem, because of the way I wrote it on the board. You may want to check your notes to make sure that that's not in the notes. Diminuendo is not marked with that. That's always a decrescendo. Right, it's just abbreviated D-I-M. Dim. Okay, next. Yes. Over a what? No, those are all not necessarily true. You may not diminuendo very far. It's just to gradually soften the volume. It doesn't say how far or where to, or how long. Okay? Staccato. Detached, separate, light. That's spelled S-T-A-C-C-A-T-O. No, that's a description of the articulation, but that's not the musical definition. The question was, how about one half something and one half rest? That is a description of how to do it. It's not a description of the musical definition. Short and disconnected would be right. I might take the short. If that said short, give the note, I'll take that. No, that I won't accept.
That does not describe staccato. It describes how to play staccato. It does not describe the musical term staccato. Yes. Dan.
Yeah.
I'll take that because it says very light. The very light is the right part, yes. That's also fine. Grace upon grace. Call me a nice guy, will you? Legato. L-E-G-A-T-O. L-E-G-A-T-O. Smooth and connected. No pause between notes. Smooth and connected is the most frequent definition. Questions? Yes. That is misspelled. There's one off for everyone. Marcato. Marcato. M-A-R-C-A-T-O. M-A-R-C-A-T-O. Smart, accented style. Any questions on that one? Yes, Sue? Marked strongest attack, strongest accent. That's subjective, but I'll take it. It really isn't, but we'll take it. Okay. Accelerando, to accelerate. That's spelled, oh goodness, we've got to hurry. A-C-C-E-L-E-R-A-N-D-O. Only one L. Allargando has two L's. Capital A-L-L-A-R-G-A-N-D-O. Means to broaden slower. Brio. Capital B-R-I-O. It means with vigor, energetic, with spirit. Something like that. Question? Doesn't make any difference. Yes. Now that's, I'll take it because the word large is in there. That may have been come up in the notes. It's not necessarily true, but I know what they're trying to say, so I'll take it. I don't usually do that, but I did. Fermata, F-E-R-M-A-T-A, means to hold. Yes, Doris? I'll take it because it says to broaden. Enlarged tempo is not exactly right. I know what they're trying to say, and it's not right. To increase what is the question, so I can't take it. On which? Allargando. Okay, because to broaden is a term. Yeah. Yes, Brad? No, because that would be the opposite of the large effect. Broaden the tempo? Yeah. Okay, cantabile, C-A-N-T-A-B-I-L-E. C-A-N-T-A-B-I-L-E. Listen, I'm going to do all the talking now. In a singing style, or smoothly. Hopefully the term singing is in there someplace. Grandioso, G-R-A-N-D-I-O-S-O, means grand or noble. Maestoso, M-A-E-S-T-O-S-O, means majestic. A tempo, A, new word, tempo, T-E-M-P-O, it means the original tempo or to the... Return to the original tempo. Yes. No. No. natural rhythm? No. Yes. Excuse me? That's okay. Poco a poco. P-O-C-O, A-P-O-C-O. Means little by little. Rallentando. R-A-L-L-E-N-T-A-N-D-O. Means making the tempo gradually slower. Something like that. R-A-L-L, can I have a quiet please? R-A-L-L-E-N-T-A-N-D-O. Anita. Running what? Now it has to have something about the tempo. Yes. The back of the original tempo is all wrong, so we won't take that. Slower, bravo. Slower has to do with the tempo, so that's okay. But back to the original tempo is wrong. Ritardando, yeah. Sure. Ritardando, R-I-T-A-R-D-A-N-D-O. It means the same thing, to slow down gradually. Question? No. To retard what? You know. Rubato, R-U-B-A-T-O. R-U-B-A-T-O. It means to adjust the length of the notes shorter and longer for purposes of expression. I don't know what you said. Yes. No. No. Yes. No, change of tempo is wrong. It doesn't, and you try not to change the tempo in the process. You rob from Peter to pay Paul. Yes. Yes. So, well, no, it's not. It's adjusting the length of the notes for the effect. It's staying within the tempo. Right, I won't take that. Okay, what? Okay, make sure your comments are pertinent. We've got to finish this. Sforzando, that's S-F-Z, spelled S-F-O-R-Z-A-N-D-O. That means a very powerful attack and getting off of it. Very powerful attack and release. Any questions? Okay, DC al fine means return to the beginning and play to the word fine. Yeah, it's capital D period, capital C period, small A-L, capital F-I-N-E. But if you didn't capitalize the F, it's okay. Huh? DC not capitalized, now I wrote it that way, but if you didn't do it, that's okay. Yes. That's fine. Okay, that's fine. Yes. All right. The head is the beginning. Okay. Coda is a C-O-D-A. To be capitalized, incidentally. C-O-D-A, it means an added bit of music at the end of a piece. It's the final bit of music. It's an added section. Question? That's close. Okay. Now, the last one is describe D-S al coda. It means return to the sign and play to the coda. No. No, the idea is to return to the sign and play to the coda. If it doesn't have that idea, no. No, it's not all there then. Rob. Quiet. That isn't the complete definition of coda, but I'll take it. Yes.
On
I said it can't go to a dead standstill. To slowing down to a new tempo. Mm-hmm. So what does that mean? I'll take it because I said that. Dodo. That rhymes with dodo, but I it's wrong. It's misspelled. It's wrong. Yes. Quiet. That's okay. No, that's wrong. No, that's wrong. Brad. No. That's incorrect. Okay. Yes. No. That's okay. That's okay. Fine. Sir. The rest of you get the scores on top of your paper without talking.